Hello, everyone. My name is Kat, and I'm hosting the call tonight for the Real Girlfriends Across America. We are a company that has a foundation and mission to build lifelong friendships with women across the globe. We will bring you hot topics each night, and we are always looking for hot topics as well. Follow us on Facebook at Real Girlfriends Across America, and our website is realgirlfriends.org. And now tonight I have on the call with me Corinne and a host of my other girlfriends. Today we are talking about online dating, and I'll be also giving you guys tips as well. So how is everyone doing?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good.
Perfect. I'm glad. Our topic today is online dating. Are you girls familiar with online dating, or have any of you girls tried it out before?
I mean, I know what online dating is, but no, I haven't online dated.
Oh, really? Wow, that's crazy. Or have you ever met somebody, like, on social media and, like, dated them outside?
No, not on social media.
Damn, Corinne, I got stuff to teach you if you end up deciding to meet a guy online, because it'll change your life. That's what I can say. But me personally, I wouldn't say I'm a serial online dater, but, like, I've dated online a few times, and I've had my experiences. And what's weird is the good thing about online dating is you could just start dating when you're ready, and sometimes you'll meet somebody or sometimes you'll get it to, like, boost your ego. But either way, online dating is an interesting topic for me. But how about you ladies? Have you ever been on an online dating app or website?
I met my husband online.
Oh, nice. Where'd you meet him at?
Okay, I always hate when people ask me this. Not the casual encounter section, but off of Craigslist.
No. Nothing wrong with that. No, you'll find love in the mysterious ways, and there's nothing wrong with that. And how about you, Destiny? I don't know if it was you, Destiny, that met your you met your significant other online, right?
Yeah.
Wow, and where did you meet him at?
I met him on Match.
Nice. Well, you know what? Match is actually a good site, because my sister met her husband on Match. And now they have two beautiful girls, and they're like my own babies. And so, no, I'm totally for dating apps. And so I have nothing against it. And I hope by the end of this show, some people will see some positivity of being on a dating app or website. And I noticed somebody just logged on. What's up, 404? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So we just opened the topic of online dating. And so, we're about to get started. And where are you calling from, Miss Tawanda?
Oh, I apologize. I keep forgetting. This is Tawanda. I'm calling from Georgia, Atlanta.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to make it tonight. This is a really fun topic. And I was like, where's Tawanda at? I really want her to be online. So I'm excited for this. Okay, so I have an icebreaker question, and like I'm gonna tell you guys my embarrassing story. So I hope one of you guys can at least two of you can share this question. So my first question isn't the icebreaker question, like I said, and it is, what was the most embarrassing moment online experience you've had? And so I'll go first, because like I don't want anyone to feel too embarrassed. So. My first dating encounter actually was when I was 19, and I was already ready to date and everything. Like, I got out of, like, my first relationship when I was 18. It was my first, and so I was like, okay, I think I'm ready to go on a different dating site. And prior to that, I was using, there's a timed one. It's not OkCupid, but it was, and it's not Zoosk. It was, actually, I think it was Zoosk, maybe. Yeah, it was Zoosk. And so I met a guy on Zoosk, and then it didn't work out. And so I decided to go back on the market. But this time I went on the site, and I was just Google searching. I was like, where can I meet a nice guy? And so I legit Google searched that. and then the URL was meetrealmen.com or something. And you know, we want to know what happened. I'm meeting all these guys, and they're asking me for naked pictures. You know what it ended up being? Adult Friend Finder. So it was a covered site of an adult site, and the URL was meetrealnicemen.com, and my app was naive as hell. And so whenever I did meet a guy, like the first date, he was already like down to like have sex and stuff, and I was like, are we not going to watch a movie? I thought we were going to have dinner. And so I was really dumb. And that's my embarrassing story for not even realizing that it was an adult site. So that over there, thank God I've never slept with any guy like on that site or anything, but it was my pure shock because I had to do my research. And after telling my friends, they were like, you know, you were on an adult site. So that's my embarrassing story. Anyone else want to share theirs since I kind of told my embarrassing story?
That is definitely funny. Oh my gosh.
I know. So, like, this is one reason why I was also inspired to like talk about this, because I've had so many experiences like on dating sites. And how about you, ladies? Tawanda, do you have any embarrassing dating moments like online?
Oh gosh. We were talking about dating sites one time before. Like, I've been on plenty of fish. And well, uh-huh. I actually know of a lot of people that have success from that. But I'm the type of uh-huh. person, like, I get on the site for like 5 minutes and then I just delete the profile. It's been so long since I've been on dating sites. Like, I'm familiar with all of them. But so Plenty of Fish, I've been on there. I've been on Black People Meet back in the day. And that site was horrible. I met a lot of different people that I talked to on the phone. Not in person, uh-huh. because after one or two times they're talking about sex, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I can't think, you know what, I can't think that I've ever met anyone from a dating site, but I met some people from, they have this phone chat thing you can dial into called, like, Live Links. It's not a dating site, but it's kind of, yeah. kind of, sort of. Now, that I've met a lot of crazy people from.
Yeah. No, I've done the same way, too. Like, and it's not always has to be – it's not always, like, dating sites, but when you go into, like, AOL chat or Yahoo chat, there's going to be – I don't know if you guys remember when men would, like, message you to find out that you're female. Hey, what's your ASL, age, sex, location? And so, like, that was some form of dating site because that's how guys were trying to meet women, too, but also, like, get, like, naked pictures and stuff. And so it's just funny, like, how the world has changed, like, among this. And how about anyone else who wants to share? What was the most embarrassing online experience you've had?
Mine isn't really dating. Well, kind of. So I was going to a national work conference, and we wanted to see the schedule for the conference. And so the conference is called Alternatives Conference. And somehow I ended up on the BDSM website, and of course the person that saw it too on my work phone was my boss to be, and I was like, oh dear goodness, I'm using my work phone to apparently look up BDSM sites.
Oh my gosh, it was like they saw your history and everything.
Well, they were right there with me because they were going to the same conference. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. That's
like,
insane.
Wrong website.
No, but like, you know what? Like, honestly, what's sad too is like some people are afraid to like even not. I'm not saying that like your thing was an accident, but some people in general are also like afraid to admit that they're on dating sites. And so I even like when I was using dating sites, I was so afraid. Like when they make, you know, like when you get a notification. There's, like, a specific notification on these apps where it says, like, oh, you've got a new match or a message. And if people know that you're on a dating site, then they're like, oh, you're on a dating site. And I would be like, it's none of your business because people get nosy. But it's just a lot of people are also afraid to be on the sites, too. That's what I noticed. But anyways, and ladies, thank you for sharing. both of your stories were pretty funny, besides mine, because I'm still laughing at myself, because I thought I would never admit my own story to anyone, but I just did. This is the first time I've told, like, other women besides, like, my one best friend my story about being on that hookup website that was disguised. Yeah, so anyways, so according to Maslow's hierarchy needs of conventional wisdom, both suggest that love is a fundamental human need. Most people meet their significant others through social circles or work functions. However, these pools can relatively be shallow. In search for a potential date and much more, people are switching less to traditional method. So online dating has become a new trend. For most people, it's hard to meet someone, especially when they're so busy working. They have bigger priorities or commitments, which doesn't always give them time to meet people. Other reasoning may be that people sometimes meet other reasons may be that meeting someone at the bar, club, or public aren't good options. For whatever reason, they turn to dating sites such as Tinder, Bumble, Christian Mingle, Match, Zoosk, eHarmony, etc. So dating sites has been the new form of meeting people. And so for my first question, if somebody just wants to answer randomly, have you ever been on a dating site and what was your experience like? And so I know I asked you about your embarrassing experience, but I just want to know, like what was your experience like being on a dating site? Anyone want to share?
Well, it's been a while since I'm married, but a lot of the guys that I talk to are just more interested in sex than, like, an actual mm-hmm. relationship and commitment.
Yeah. No, that's what I noticed, too. And that's, like, one thing, like, whenever you're on a dating site, it's always important to, like, tell people up front, hey, this is what I'm looking for, so you can narrow down what you want, and you can take out the ones you don't want, because chances are, yes, guys are obviously looking for sex because it's easy to find online, supposedly, but some men are just there, or some women are just afraid to tell men, like, what they really want, and so I think you're not the only girl that's going through that. A lot of women are. And how about you, Tawanda? Have you ever been, what was your dating site experience like?
I wouldn't really say I don't have that much of a dating site experience because I really haven't been on dating sites. Like, when I first was trying to get on there back in the day, it wasn't like it is now. Like, it's a new norm for everyone to be on one. But, like, 10 years ago, I was always really scared to get on it. Well, scared is not really the right word. I was always concerned because being a professional, I thought that it would be kind of, like, crappy or people would judge me or something like that. So I really didn't so much do dating sites back then. And now everybody's on them. Like, it's like the thing to do. And like I said, I did plenty of fish, but after a couple of minutes, I said, nah, this isn't for me. Because I think that people are looking for something fast on dating sites. People are not really that interested in, like, taking their time and really getting to know you and so on and so forth. And that's kind of, like, turned me off.
No, I agree with that. Like, that can be some of the cases, too. And, like, being on a dating app, sometimes even guys will lie of, like, what they're looking for, and they can be all talk, and so it's just hard in general, which I understand, but that's why, like I said, us women, if you're on a dating site, you need to use your power, because most of these men on these sites, they'll settle for anything, but when they know a woman's in charge and a woman knows what she wants, chances are these guys will run after you, because before, I used to be that type of person on dating apps. I used to settle for, like, whatever a guy would want, but now, like, I've been on Bumble. I actually still have my Bumble profile, but I'm not even active on it. I'll casually window shop, but then, like, as the time goes down or, like, as the time runs out, they expire. So Bumble is, like, another dating platform where you actually match with a guy and you have 24 hours to message them first. And so even just nowadays, like, I'm so busy, I don't even find myself on dating apps as much either. But sometimes when you're ready, there's nothing wrong with having a good distraction. But anyways, I'll move on to the next one. So according to the Pew Research of public perception about the safety of online dating varies substantially by personal experience, a majority of Americans who have ever used dating site apps, where 71% see online dating as a very somewhat safe to meet someone, compared to 47% of those who have never used platforms. Among the public as whole, women are by far likely than men to say dating sites and apps are not safe way to meet people. Views on this question also vary substantially by age, educational attainment, and race and ethnicity. So, ladies, if anyone wants to chime in, do you think dating sites are a safe way of meeting people? I know, like, I just read out, like, statistics, but in your opinion, do you think they're safe? It's a safe way to meet people?
Not really.
Anyone? Yeah, so, no, oh, yeah, definitely.
Correct.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, but not really. Like, I think it's, like, no safer than any other way. So, like, if you meet someone online or if you use an app, it's just as dangerous. There's no, you know, safe way. I mean, you can always meet them in a public place and, you know, but you always have a risk and danger when you meet a stranger.
No, definitely. And that's why, like, whenever if you do decide to meet someone, like, there's definitely precautionary measurements you want to do before meeting someone, like, making sure, first of all, that's a real person that you're talking to, a.k.a. catfish, like our old episode that we were talking about, and also meeting them in a public area, because I know, like, a lot of these dating apps, for example, some guys are like, hey, like, I know there's a shelter in place, but we can just meet at my place, and I did have this app, like, during shelter in place, and I was like, no, I think I'm going to stay single during this shelter in place. Okay, how about you? Anyone else want to share their opinion about this? Do you think dating sites are a safe way of meeting people? Go ahead.
I agree that I mean, there are definitely safety concerns because you just don't know. But one of the things that I offer my single friends is like, hey, if you want, we could go on a double date, your first date. I don't know that I'd be able to stop anything, but, like, my husband is very, like, protective of women. So I know that, like, if we're in a situation that he would, like, protect both of, like, me and my friend.
Yeah, that's. No, well, you're a good friend for doing that, and especially your husband. I don't know any of my or I don't even think I would have the balls to ask my friend to go on a double date with me, especially if it's a new guy, but you're so nice for that.
I have a policy that if I have to be alive, so does everybody else, so including dating, that you can't violate my life policy.
Yeah. No, I agree, because I've actually heard Tinder dating horror stories online. That stuff is actually true. So, no, like, you're amazing for that. Anyone else want to share? Do you think dating sites are a safe way of meeting people? Anyone else? Well, I'll answer this for myself. So, I could relate to all of you ladies. Like, it's safe. It's sometimes safe, or no, it's safe. But like I said, in order for you to feel safe about meeting someone online, you want to get the verification. You want to make sure the person is real. You can, and I don't mean like tell them to send you a picture of them, because they could send you pictures from months ago, perhaps. Even get their social media, and pretty sure, like, when you get someone's Instagram, you get their current pictures if they do post constantly, or if they're posting stories, or you can FaceTime them, you can, if you're comfortable with that, so you get a face on who they actually are. And another way is to make sure, or, like, Snapchat's, like, it's for the younger generation, but Snapchat is actually a good option too, because if they Snapchat you a picture, it's in that moment, or it'll say like picture from like so like months ago. So that's a way, like, I think that's a safe way to know that you're meeting like a person that's a good fit for you. Or, well, you won't know until the first date, really, but at least you'll feel safe about it. And obviously, like I said, meeting in a public area, that's how you could only make it safe. I would never tell people to meet someone at their house unless you know the person, like, from somewhere else. Because I've even had it where I actually matched with people I knew in real life. But anyways, going to question three. What were some issues you have when you came across and dealt with while being on a dating site? Does anyone want to answer this one? Amanda, you want to share your experience?
Oh, gosh, which one?
Not anyone. The floor is all you.
Well, I haven't been on a dating site for 8 years, but I will say that, like, on my Facebook, like, it's very apparent that I'm married. Like, I have, like, married to my husband, and I still get hit on so much on Facebook and Meetup randomly and Instagram, and I'm like, if you had just looked at my profile, you would know that I am not single.
Yeah. No, you know what? I can relate with you, too, not necessarily meaning it's dating apps, but for some reason, some apparent reason, like, I get so many friend requests, like, on Facebook, and I'm like, am I linked onto, like, a Facebook date account? Because all these single men are sending me friend requests, and it wasn't always like this before, and so I don't know, maybe now the generation, men are getting thirsty.
I don't know, because they'll even message me and be like, hey, beautiful, and I'm like, married.
Well, sometimes the ring doesn't mean anything for other men.
Right, yeah. One of them responded back, like, happily.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
Like, yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, so some of the current or recent users say that in the past year, online dating has made them feel more pessimist, while 29% say these platforms left them feeling optimistic. Similarly, 32% say online dating sites or apps are made to feel more confident, whereas 25% is left them feeling more insecure. So, I got these statistics from, like, Pew.com. Like, they actually show, like, dating statistics and everything. And for me, like, I can agree. Like, I've had my own roller coasters with dating apps. Like, one day I would just be like, okay, let me just see who's out there. And then all of a sudden I would be like, okay, wow, like, I'm getting all this attention from guys, and I'll stop using the dating apps. And then down the road, if I don't get some amount, well, this was me back then, not now, but down the road, I wouldn't get matches, and the messages would be crappy. And so sometimes I would feel insecure about myself. And so sometimes being on dating sites can also pull a toll on you. But I do want to ask this question. Have you ever met someone online where it turned out into a long-term relationship?
Okay, this is Talanda, and I wanted to go back and comment about when you're asking about the safety first of meeting people online, and I wanted to say that I think that we have to be extremely careful. I mean, honestly, not just really dating type, meeting people in general, because we live in a day and time, people are crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, like, I've heard girls talk about the buddy check. I've known, of course, meeting in a lighter area or a public place, of course, that makes sense. Also, I've known girls that's going to go out with a guy, and she'll say, like, let me get your ID, let me send my friend a copy of it, or you're writing down his tag number, or just something like that. And then also, to be honest with you, we live in a day and time where everybody's either on Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn. So that also kind of, I think, is really helpful. It just makes sense to do your check, to Google, kind of just see who you're dealing with, because it's extremely important. And to answer your question, I actually met a very good friend from Craigslist. I know that's not really a dating site. I think back in the day it used to be. But I actually met
a good friend. They used to have, like, platonic for men looking for men, women looking for women or whatever. But I met a girl from there, and we actually have been friends for about 10 years. So, yeah, I've met. But as far as a guy from a dating site, no. As a matter of fact, I met a guy off Plenty of Fish. I knew that I probably wasn't interested in him romantically, but he seemed like our chat was good, and I met him 2 years ago, and we're still friends. We actually text almost every night. Real good guy.
Oh, that's good.
And he said to me, "You're the best thing I met off Plenty of Fish, and you ain't be my girl." I'm like, "I'm your friend though, because he's a really great listener." Yeah, absolutely. And I met him on Plenty of Fish about 3 years ago. Mhm.
That's great. I'm glad I came out of something positive. But yeah, no,
Yes.
I do my whole background research. Whenever like I'm about to meet a guy, like I look up his Instagram, potentially his Facebook, he makes sure he knows all the friends and all that. Yeah, that is so important.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am.
I'm glad you met him. I'm able to meet him. Yeah. And how about you? Anyone else want to share? Have you ever met someone where it turned into a long-term relationship?
This is Destiny, and well, you guys already know that I met my husband on there for almost 3 years now. So it's been good. I mean, but, like, in terms of your last question, was it always, like, was there something that, like, wasn't accessible with dating sites or whatever? You guys wouldn't know, but, like, I don't know. Dating sites for blind people, it's a whole lot different because it's not... There are sites that you have to go, okay, well, what does this site do? Like, is it accessible to me? Is it?
No,
so
exactly.
It's just a whole lot different for blind people.
I see. No, even when you're saying, like, when you met your significant other, like, on a dating site, and I remember you telling us the story in a later episode about, like, how you guys got to know each other. Like, I can see how difficult it is. And plus, at least your mom told you he was an attractive man for you, so she was looking out for you. And
Actually, no, my mom didn't even see him. Like, when I first told her, she's like, "You ain't going out with that guy. You ain't doing it." So,
but
she
likes him, anyway.
I'm 21. Yeah, I can. But, yeah, she likes the guy. But, I mean, first of all, she thought he was going to be, like, 110-year-old axe murderer. She's like, "You can't see him." And I'm like, "I don't care."
Well, you know what? At least he found true love. That's all that matters.
Yes.
Okay, definitely. So, for question number 6, have you ever been ghosted by someone you met online? And anyone can answer this.
I would say no, but I do have stories that I've heard from men and from women that they met someone online and that they wanted to make sure they wouldn't get catfished. So they would say that they were going to meet a certain place and find out what the person was driving. They would lie about what they were driving because they wanted to see the person before they let the person see them. And then I've known people to say that the person didn't look like they thought they were and they actually left. I'm like, oh, my God, that is so horrible.
No, I've actually done something like that before. Like, this was almost like, I want to say like 7 years ago, I met a guy and his pictures, he was attractive. And this was before there was Snapchat and people were sending selfies and making it a big deal. This was literally like when we had like maybe MySpace and the bare minimum Facebook, but I didn't have this guy's Facebook or MySpace, but I had his dating profile. And so when I walked into, I think it was BJ's, I noticed, like, this guy looked older, and I feel so bad that, like, I just, it's, like, I feel bad because I was pretty shelved. He looked like, 30 pounds heavier than he was in his pictures, and mind you, girl, I was, like, also overweight a little bit, but I literally just walked out, and then I legit just blocked the guy's number, and I ghosted him. That was the worst thing I could ever do for a man, and I feel like I already had gotten that karma by having certain guys ghost me, so that's my story about being ghosted. And anyone else want to share?
I wonder what you guys see. Like, let's say, for example, if you uh-huh. ghost someone or you get ghosted, how does someone actually feel when that happens to them? Because we still are dealing with humans, and people have feelings and egos. So how do you think people would feel if they get ghosted? Or doesn't even not even really
oh,
matter?
Absolutely.
So it's like.
So, no, absolutely. Like, I know what you mean. Like, if somebody gets ghosted, for example, like, if somebody, like, develops feelings for someone else, and they just, like, automatically disappear, of course, they would be sad. I would be sad, especially, like, when I really like the guy, because I've even had it, like, even recent dates, I really liked the guy, and I thought it was going to go somewhere, and he just ghosted me, and I was like, okay, I guess I'm back on the market. But it's really sad.
Oh, wow.
And how about you, ladies? Yeah. But, again, I do want to let you ladies know. If
yeah, I just wanted to say that I wanted to share that a friend of mine met a guy. She lived in North Carolina. He lived in Virginia. And they were talking on the phone. And they had, I don't think it was FaceTime, but they had seen each other some kind of chat, like headshots, basically. But she really was digging him. And he was dealing with her, digging her. And she thought after 2 or 3 weeks, they were in love. And she was, and they were
yeah.
basically saying, like, what if we meet and we don't have chemistry or blah, blah. He was like, listen, we talk all day long. Like, we're in love. It doesn't even matter. And she was so excited, but she was a little self-conscious about going to see him face-to-face, blah, blah, blah. She drove, like, 5 hours to Virginia, met the guy. And
uh-huh.
remember, they were talking for a couple of weeks. So she slept with him the same night. And
uh-huh.
then the things seemed a little different. Conversation really wasn't all that. After 2 days, she left, and he never contacted her again. She was crushed.
You know why? Because, obviously, he was looking for one thing, and he got it. And you know what? Like, men
yeah.
who do that, who like, they'll, okay, this is a tendency with men on dating sites. This is one reason why I don't like dating sites, because there are men, they will spend a week, 2 weeks of getting to know a girl, tell her what she wants. Oh, my gosh, you're gorgeous. You're amazing. Oh, my gosh, I want to have kids with you. Like, all this BS. And the thing is, like, we're, like, when we know it's too good to be true, but we still go with it anyways. And so we're like, oh, my gosh, this guy's telling me what I want. Like, this guy sounds amazing. So you'll get head over heels for a guy. And I've had this to me happen multiple times. And that's why now I am so – it's not that I'm shallow, but I do guard my heart. And that's the most important thing you want to do, like, whenever you're on these sites. Like, you want to guard your heart. You don't want to like, already, like, jump too far in the future and assume, like, oh, my gosh, things are going to be amazing. Because don't get me wrong, I have my moments when I really, 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 really like a guy. We can be cuddling, and I'm already, like, imagining, like, long-term. And that was, like, the stupid me back then. But now, like, it's important to guard yourself. But, yeah, does anyone else want to say, have any feedback about what Tawanda said?
Like, this is Corinne. I've never been ghosted, but I know, like, yeah, I can imagine that feeling horrible to have to wait. Because I know I hate when people are late for something, or if they call and say, oh, no, I'm canceling and I'm on my way to ghost her. So I can imagine
exactly.
actually, like, going to a restaurant. Yeah, and, like, actually wasting my time, like, waiting for someone.
Exactly, yeah. And on top of that, like, you wait so long, you're like, what did I do wrong? And then all of a sudden, you're like, then you realize that that person was just an asshole. Like, they ghosted you. And so what I try mm-hmm. and tell my female friends, whenever they get ghosted by a guy, like, right after maybe they had sex, I was like, you know what? He didn't ghost you because you weren't good enough. It's because he can't handle you. He can't handle, like, you being a bad bitch. And most guys who can't handle these women that end up ghosting them, it's not always because they're unattractive to them. It's usually because they're too intimidated by the girl most of the time. And so usually men have the tendency of, like, looking for someone that's, like, or I want to say downgrading. And so they'll go for anything that's easier. But when a girl has so much power and she knows what she wants, there's no way a man can, like, stand in her power. Well, that's my opinion and what I've mm-hmm. noticed with these dating sites. And so that's why, like, I always push my friends to, like, really don't take a guy so serious. Like, I have a 90-day probation period. So for the 90 days, a guy's number will not be saved on my phone because he's in probation. His number will be saved, like, with his actual name. And I don't even call the guy babe or anything. Like, just the small things, because that also teaches me how to, like, not get stuck to one guy, like, in a short amount and period of time. But, yeah, so let me go on. So women are more likely than men to categorize certain information as an essential to see other users' profiles. Among online daters, 72% of women say that it's very important to put them on their profile and say they looked at, included the type of relationship the person was looking for, compared and also compared half the men's profile. Hence, why I think it's important to be honest and transparent to a potential date. So both genders have the tendency to lie about interest, height, and job. So this is where this question ties up in. When you are looking for a guy online, what is the first thing you look for or notice? And does anyone want to, like, answer this? I just want, like, at least, like, one person to answer.
How he looks, if he's attractive.
Yes. I know, like, that is one thing, attraction. Anyone else want to share?
Okay, so this is Destiny, and you know what I look for? Again, this is kind of one
yeah.
of my blind, quirky quirks that you guys probably, again, won't understand. But what I look for is what kind of voice he has.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I am not, like, I agree with you because, guys, you can be, like, on a site and he has, like, he looks like a Rico Suave, and all of a sudden his voice either sounds kind of feminine, a.k.a.
Exactly.
gay, or the tone of voice he has, because I've met guys who look super masculine, and once I hear them speak, that demasculinizes them, so that's funny. Anyone else?
Like, physically wise, I notice usually their eyes and their smile first. Like, personality wise, I kind of make sure that, like, they have some sort of sense of humor.
Mhm. Nice. Well, for me, when I go on a dating site, a dating app or, like, site, I want to make sure, one, because, like, my purpose of, like, these dating apps, I never have the intention of, like, just meeting a guy and sleeping with him. And, like, I'm obviously not a guy. Like, well, I'm not saying all guys are like that, but that's what I've noticed. So that's why, like, my mentality is most guys dating apps, they just want to have fun. And girls are like that, too, which I'm not against. It's your body, your choice, but I always make sure that this guy has his life together, at least, like, working towards something amazing, or he has a stable job, because who knows, like, I don't want to be falling for a guy and he doesn't have his life together. Like, that, I'm at an age where I want to make sure the guy I meet has his life together. And then, yes, I make sure he's attractive. And then one other thing is, like, because I'm a fitness junkie, I expect the guy that I meet to be fit, or working on being fit, or have some kind of fitness trait. And so those are the things I look for, and also personality and his communication, because a lot of men nowadays, communication is difficult for guys. Like, guys suck at communicating. And in order for you to really find the right guy, you have to be so transparent. Like, even at, like, on your first date, or maybe even, like, on the app, you can ask them, like, you could just be transparent and be like, hey, so what are you looking for? And you should not be afraid to say that, because you want to find what you're looking for. And so, yeah, like, it goes to second. This, like, I have this last question, and then I have, like, a couple fun ones. Or first I'm going to go.
Before you go, ma'am, may I comment, please? I misunderstood what you asked originally. I thought you were asking, like, if you're actually on the dating site and you're going through profile, what is it that you're looking for? And I said, I'm looking at, like, what if he looks interesting to me, because I have a unique type of way I like. But it looked like you were asking what you're looking for in a guy. Is that kind of what you were really asking?
I misunderstood your question. I was totally talking about the app. No, like on a dating profile, usually it'll say like, what you guys like, and no, like, we'll look at the exact white email on the profile, and not only that for in a guy, but come on, I do want to know what you look for in a guy.
Okay. Because honestly, on a profile, I go through the picture. If a picture doesn't look like what I'm interested in, I don't even read the profile. I mean, but what I'm saying, it's not saying he has to be drop dead gorgeous. I'm looking for a specific type look. And what I mean by that is, it may be a guy who I like his hair, or I like his eyes, or I like he has on a suit or something like that. It's something in the picture that says, okay, I like this suit. I mean, he might not even be all that cute, but it may seem like he has confidence because he has a nice suit, or maybe he's on a motorcycle or something like that. So I look at the profile picture, or go through the pictures, because I think, you know, that tells me a lot before I even read the profile. And, of course, reading the profile, kids, married, dating, crazy, blah, 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 height, et cetera.
Yes. No, girl, like, honestly, like, on a dating profile, I'm the same way, too. First, I have to make sure this guy's attractive and he's fit and he's, like, my type, and then I'll read the story of his life. But one thing I do hate, what guys will post on their profile is, like you're writing a bio, and then they're like, oh, ask or get to know me. And I'm like, what gives me a reason for me to swipe on you or to message you? But that's like cases with Bumble. And so I'm going to actually just hop on to, like, these fun questions, because I do want Corinne to be able to speak and give me her input, because I know, like, you haven't been talking as much because, like, since it's all dating, online dating. But so, Corinne, would you ever go on a dating show?
If I was 100% unattached, yes, I would go on a dating show.
What kind of dating show would you go for? Because there's so much. There's The Bachelorette. There's The Bachelor. There's Next. There's Eliminate. I'm like,
I don't want to compete for a date, so I feel like I would have to go on any one of those shows where everyone's competing for me.
Oh, my gosh. No, trust me, girl. I hate competition like that. I'm not going to be fighting over a man. Shoot, if he wants me, he wants me.
Right.
That's funny. Yeah, and no, another dating show that I thought was interesting is Love is Blind. And in this dating show, each person is, like, in a box. And so it's like you're having a phone conversation. And so you're getting to know a person, like, in, like, a box. But you know what? The funny thing is about these dating shows, though, these people are usually attractive because they're not going to have, like, an ugly person in a box or something. And so, in a way, like, it's scripted, but I would honestly do Love is Blind. But, yeah, how about you, Tawanda? Yep.
Absolutely not. And I was just going to say, I wanted to find out which one of you guys was on Dating Naked.
Hell no, you got me effed up. No, the only Dating Naked I will go for is with my future boyfriend or husband. That's the Dating Naked I'll do.
But you don't know if he's your future husband unless you date him naked, maybe.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The Dating Naked part will probably be, like, the fourth or fifth date, okay, if I'm not, like, legit, like, on an island. Like, oh, yeah, why don't we just go to Napa Valley and go wine tasting naked? And that's weird. But yeah, how about you, Lee? How about anyone else want to share? Would you ever go on a dating show? This is if you're single. Like, I guess the single ones already just announced, yes, we would, and no, Tawanda wouldn't. But I'll ask you ladies this. Oh, did somebody want to speak? Okay, well, anyways, what is your favorite dating show of all time? And, Corinne, I'll ask you this first.
I would say Blind Date. I like Blind Date. I think it's cool.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, they try to reboot it, but I guess for people who don't know, they basically, it literally is called Blind Dates, but it's funny because they have little commentaries along the way, and yeah, you get to see them along their whole date.
Yeah, that's insane. No, but that show is my favorite. And also, I also like the other one. Which one was it? There was like this short one called like Elimidate, where a guy has like five girls like within one date, and it's just so funny to see these old shows like how their dating trends were. And so, like, there would be a guy and there would be, like, five other girls, and then they would all be dancing in a club together. I'm like, what kind of date is this? And then he'd be like, okay, you suck at dancing. You're eliminated. I'm like, that's a date. So all the creativity. And on top of that, there was also Tomb Raiders. Room Raiders. So you'd base somebody based on, like, how their room looked like. And so I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I like that show, too. Only thing about that show was they literally kidnapped you for you to go on your date.
Exactly. Yeah, they put you in a van. Oh, no. The funny one I thought was always funny of all time was Parental Control, when the parents chose the date.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Man, like, all these dating shows back then were so much better than things are now, like, to be honest, now that I think of it. Besides The Bachelor, it's interesting, but... Yeah. How about you ladies, Tawanda, Destiny, Amanda, what are your favorite dating shows?
I never heard of those shows that y'all have mentioned, so I have to go back to The Flavor of Love, and I love New York, like the drama shows.
Oh, my gosh.
I think they were probably on the fourth.
Yeah,
those are crazy.
Do you remember when
you said what now?
Do you remember when Mr. Boston was on I Love New York and all those weird-looking guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Boston.
I definitely remember. God, you got a good memory. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Mr. Boston, and there was, like, that one guy that looked like a Chippendale model, and then there was, what was that other one? The one that had twin brothers. I forgot.
Chance,
that one was funny. Originally, wasn't New York with Flavor of Love, though?
Exactly, right. She got her spinoff.
Yeah, oh my gosh, those shows are funny. And there was, like, Rock of Love, and I was like, okay, this dating show is canceled. Nobody wants to know about Rock of Love.
And then she got a spinoff, too, when the girl.
Oh, yeah, she did. And then, like, so did... and then there was, like, the other one. Everyone had a freaking spinoff. That's crazy. Dang. Okay, so does anyone have any questions about, like, online dating before, like, I start, like, giving you ladies some tips if you ever decide, well, the single ones who decide to go on dating sites or apps?
I might need tips. I might need a brother, husband thing. Just kidding.
What? Girl?
You might need a second husband? What?
I'm just kidding. I can only handle one. I don't think I could survive two.
Why not?
One is a full-time
job.
It's a full-time job.
No, honestly, girl, I'm not even in a relationship, and I already know, like, I can't handle, like, a handful of men like I used to back then. It's so much work, and on top of that, when you have priorities, those guys shouldn't be your priority. So, like, how can you juggle so many men? Exactly. But anyways, anyone else have questions about dating? or anything before, like, I go on with these fun tips, like, about having a profile?
I wanted to ask a question. I wanted to ask, do you guys think that some people are just on these sites for the thrill of it? They don't really care about meeting people. They just like the art of meeting a stranger and talking to them so they can get the number, but that's all they really want.
Oh, you mean like a text relationship?
Well, I mean, I've met people that said, oh, I met this guy, he seemed so awesome, I gave my number, he never called. I just think some people just are on there to pass time, and they like the thrill of being on there, but they're not really, they don't really care about meeting people.
Girl, you know what? I can relate to that because, for example, like, my Bumble profile is actually still up. And I'm probably going to delete it, like, after tonight, after thinking about us talking about all this dating and stuff. But, like, sometimes, like, I will find myself, like, on Bumble when I'm, like, when I'm bored. And I'll start talking to guys. But then, like, maybe, like, going back and forth with a guy for one night, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is boring. Like, I need to stop wasting my time. I need to focus on this. And so I do have my moments where I pass them, especially, like, when I'm sad over another guy. Like, when a guy breaks my heart, on to the next. I just need a distraction, and I'm like, I don't even meet the guy. I've had those moments. But
exactly.
It is pretty common. It's common for us women, but, like, for guys, I think guys take it in another way. Well, women can at the same time, too, but guys will take it as, like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to meet this girl. And obviously, if they get really butthurt, it's because they weren't able to have sex or they didn't get the sex they wanted for trying so hard to text a girl for hours. Because one thing, too, is, like, if a guy's not, like, willing to talk to you as much, like, obviously, or especially after having sex with him, he was only there for the sex. So, yeah, like, it's sad how people are, like, on these sites. But but I'll tell you this, too. Being on Bumble, there are some guys that know girls are flaky. They'll even write on their profile, like, I'm not here just to be pen pals and buddies. I'm looking to meet a girl. And so you'll find those people who exist that actually want to meet women. And like I said, Tawanda, I'm going to get your profile ready when you're here.
Okay, but you know what?
Okay,
let me say, I remember a guy one time on one of the sites, and he had on his profile, it says casual dating, friends with benefits, looking for marriage. And he said, his profile said looking for marriage. So I said casual dating. So we had a whole argument about my profile. And I said, well,
oh,
I believe
okay.
It starts as friends first. But he had a part. He was like, no, if you look for something serious, you should say that, and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. No, Tawana, I know where you're going for because, like, even for mine, like, my Bumble, at some point, it did say, like, there's an option, like, I don't know yet, something casual, marriage-minded, long-term relationship. Or like, sometimes, like, if you want something platonic, then you go to Bumble BFF. But the thing is whenever you see the term casual, this is what some people will see it as. And there's also other meanings. Like, for example, casual dating can mean this, going on casual dates and having dinner and enjoying company. Or like, it can also mean this, something casual means they're just going to go there and have sex with you. Or they're there to just have, like, dinner and sex. Like, it really depends. And so sometimes you do have to just tell people, like, yeah, like, I think it's important. Like, on my profile, you can say, like, hey, I want to be friends first, and then I would be open to have something serious down the road, but right now, like, I think we should become friends first, because maybe friendship is the fastest way or is the best way of a relationship. And so a lot of people have the tendency of, like, looking at the meanings differently. Yeah. So, anyone else have questions? Going once, going twice. So, I'm going to spend the last 5 minutes. It shouldn't take me 5 minutes to go over, like, these tips. So, my first advice would be, one, make sure your dating bio does you justice. And so, whenever like, you create a profile, you want to be able to explain who the person you are, like, your hobbies and like, what you enjoy doing, and maybe you want to talk about, like, your goal in life and your dislikes. But the more information you give about yourself, it's a clear picture of you, and it paints a potential match for whoever comes across your profile. So a vague half-finished profile will just leave most, will make you just look shy. And so whenever you create a bio, you want to sound exciting and fun. And also, just imagine if you were meeting a guy, what would you want his bio to say? And so if you want it to be fun, so you definitely want to make sure it's something worth reading. And then it also goes, and then two, it goes with your pictures as well, too. So whatever you choose for your profile pictures, my personal advice, if you do use old pictures, you should say, like, hey, this is a throwback picture of me. But also have a current picture so people can know, can like, fall in love or go on dates with a person that looks like their profile and not with their past picture. But yeah, like, it doesn't have to be, like, a crazy, like, what I've noticed, too, some guys will use, like, professional shots of them modeling, but you don't have to be like that. Chances are people like it when you're out and about. You have friends in your pictures, or you have, like, you look creative, or you can tell that you have a hobby. So whenever you take a picture, like, find a fun picture. And then number three, stay safe online. Don't give anyone your phone number until you trust them. Don't give them any personal information, your address or any of that, because sometimes you don't know who you're talking to online. These people can be like crooks. They can be old men or old creepy men or creepy young men. And so it's very important to take these precautions before going on dates. And if anything, what I like to do is if my friend is going on a date and I'm not there, I tell them to send their location. Did you send them this one? Anyways, so number four, don't call, text, tweet, or generally contact them too much. So you do not want to come off clingy, like whenever you talk to someone online. And so generally you want to make sure that you're patient, because chances are whenever you guys are actually in a relationship, if it ends up being a long term, you want them to know that you're the same person. And five, I know some people say leave Facebook stalking out of it, but I believe it's okay to look for a guy on Facebook, like, just to see who he is as a person. And if anything, it'll also, like, give you, like, judgment knowing that he's not a serial killer. Because whenever I go on these dating sites, I always want to just be careful. And then six, meet somewhere you feel comfortable. And then seven, avoid mentioning the ex. You never ever want to talk about your exes, because that's already a red flag for most men and women. And then, as we close, there's like a couple more. Remember, you can afford to be selective, so you do not have to go on a date with the first person you ask out or who asks you out. But make sure you're selective. Like don't just settle for the easiest or for the less. And then 10, don't lose yourself. Don't try and be a person you're not. So whenever you go on a date, you want to be the person who you are and who you are in person. So, yeah, but anyways, is there any announcements as far as, like, our Instagram page or anything you ladies want to say before I close out?
I just want to say this is great information. It's something to really think about. Thank you.
I'm glad. No, well, I know, like... Oh, you're welcome, definitely. Well, anyways, I did have fun. Thank you, ladies, who chimed in and called. That's all for tonight. I had fun discussing this topic with you ladies. I really appreciate you and who all dialed in, and I appreciate our listeners. Don't forget to please listen and share this with all the women in your circle of friends, and please follow us on Real Girlfriends 7 and our website, realgirlfriends.org. Online, and Corinne, what are we going to be talking about tomorrow?
Tomorrow is your show, remember?
Oh, yeah, it's my show, actually. Which one? I'm having a brain fart right now, but yes, yeah, tomorrow I'll be hosting the show, and I believe I'm going to be... Blow up after a heartbreak, ladies. So definitely check that topic out. And thanks, Corinne. I appreciate you so much. And I appreciate Tawanda and all the ladies online. Anyways, have a good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night. Bye.